Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Just a little midweek pick-me-up. It's a little check-in. Hey, how you doing?
Sometimes I wish you guys could talk back to us.
Yeah, there are probably ways that we could do that.
Yeah, but like right
not
now.
Live.
Oh, not yeah. Live. No, yeah. No.
Like
no.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like
right
I wish
in this the, moment.
They can
in
talk.
This moment.
Wait, give some space. How are you guys doing?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
Sounds like a fun weekend you have planned.
Yeah. Oh. Nice.
That sounds lovely.
Nice.
I bet people did respond in their heads, though, during
hey,
that.
How are
we
ya?
Should do that. It's like a Mad Libs.
Yeah. How's the family?
Have your own conversation with us. Anyways, how we doing today?
I'm great.
That's good. We just chatted yesterday, so
I know.
Not much to catch up on.
Not much has changed.
I feel great today.
Have either one of you watched Stranger Things?
I'm all no. caught up.
You've yeah. watched all of it?
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
But have you watched through season three?
No.
Oh.
But
the
I
season is so good.
I have watched season one and two.
Okay.
Don't know why I didn't watch three.
Okay.
Must have been busy when it came
must
out.
Must have been. Must have been. Came out like 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, must have been busy when it came out. And I'm hearing how good season four is, which is why I think yeah. I need to jump back into it. Maybe just skip over season three, read up on it, and then jump into season four.
Is season four... Season four the last season, or are they yeah. doing They're, season five?
No, season four is the last season, but it's split into
oh,
two.
Okay. I was going to say, because there's another part coming
yeah.
out.
Yes, there's another part. But yeah. is this the last
I'm,
season?
I'm not 100% sure, but I thought I heard that. But yeah, very good. I'm invested.
I heard it's the best season
I didn't
since
know
one.
It was a part two, so I was on like episode seven, and then
oh,
it
yeah.
just ended, and I'm like, what? Like,
wait, will there be a season five?
There's no way there too.
Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Season five is going to be the last season.
Oh.
The good news is the show has been renewed for season five before season four has even aired. The bad news is that the show's fifth season will be its last. So
fifth season will probably come out in like 2025.
Yeah, fifth season will be the last season, and this one is coming out.
Bobby
in
Brown's
going
to be like a mother by the time this show is out.
Her whole life has been Stranger Things at this point, but
it is a big jump from what they... I've only watched the first episode... of season four, and I already am more scared than I've been, I think, than any other season. Like, I was almost, like, watching between my fingers at some point, like, which I'm fine with. Like, that's,
there's,
if they want to go in that direction.
There's a good balance of, like, comedic relief still.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I need to watch it. I'm hearing great things. Like I said, people said it's as good as season
I really
one.
Liked season three.
Really?
Yeah.
It was good. I can't remember too much
I think
about
every
it.
People like every season.
Yeah.
The show is just a great show.
Right. And it's not like they have an insane amount of seasons yeah. where it's really hard to pick which ones are good.
Also, very nice of them to give the part two right in July. Like, imagine making everyone wait a whole other year
yeah.
for a part two.
I think it's already kind of like they could have just put it all at once. But they're like, they're trying to milk it for everything.
That's
smart,
I mean, great marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys interested in going
like
to...
I honestly like doing that. I like splitting it up like that.
Are you guys interested in going into the New York City experience, the Stranger Things experience?
I didn't even know about that.
I didn't know about that either.
Oh my God, it's all over my TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
TikTok's I get targeted
weird.
Ads all the time over the
You're
Stranger
not even
Things
it.
Experience.
There was,
I know.
There was a big Stranger Things activation happening in Milan when I was there on Friday at the Duomo, like up on the
mm-hmm. one of the buildings. They had like Stranger Things season 4, and then they all just said they had a roller rink, the Rinkomania. People were roller skating. They had like a bus that you could walk on with the monster. Mm-hmm. There's all these people walking around in 80s clothing, and it was cool.
Did you want to join in?
Yeah, there. I have a picture of me in front of the bus if you want to see it.
I have a feeling you're showing it anyway.
Neither of us say anything.
Yeah, I wanted to.
You guys want to see it?
I was about to say yes, but I know. Oh, I've seen that picture.
Yes.
How did I see that picture?
I don't know. Not for me.
I don't know.
But it had a big,
like, do not post
look what it had on the, I didn't post that. Maybe this. This is what they had, like, this big thing up on the building where it was, they had Stranger Things, season 4, and then, like, Hawkins, it was all Hawkins themed. People were walking around handing stuff out.
There's something so fun about that.
It was cool. It's just like Stranger Things is really quite the international show.
You know what
show.
I saw last night? I went to the movie theater and saw
Top Gun?
No.
Top Gun Maverick?
Top Gun?
No, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Did you like it?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Really
that was good. I thought it was a very good movie.
I was trying to get to the theater this week.
To the theater?
Yeah.
You still haven't seen Top Gun?
I know.
No,
I like seeing movies
purpose.
By yourself during the week because there's a lot of other single goers.
Yeah.
But I've gone by myself on like a Saturday or a Friday and it's just
during
like,
date night.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a
Although,
time for couples to go.
It was still like there wasn't that many
single
people.
Goers.
And
all the other soloists out there.
Yeah. And I walked in and like there were a couple people in the row that I had my seat number. So I was like, I'll just sit in the row right in front of it. And then, of course, a couple comes and it's like, you're in our seat. I'm like, there's so many open seats. Fine, I'll get up.
That's fucked like, up. But also...
It doesn't matter. Like, no, people are big rule followers. Like,
well, no, no. When you get...
It was literally... I moved one seat back.
No, when you buy a reserved seat at the movie theater, you have to sit in that reserved
but
seat.
But if it's like...
Is it recliners?
No.
Oh.
No.
Interesting.
It was like 25% filled.
Was it recliners?
Filled.
It wasn't recliners?
It was AMC, but not recliner.
What movie theater doesn't have recliners these days?
It was AMC in Lincoln Square, but...
You should seek out one with
a
recliner.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Well,
no, but that movie, I think it's like about to be on streaming, so like it's kind of... They're
yeah,
the
yeah,
last
yeah.
Time.
It's from the smaller theaters, I would guess.
You got to seek out the
No, recliner. I know. I don't know how you know in advance.
You look up the theater.
for the seats?
Yeah, for the reserved seating.
Oh, it says.
Seating. Yeah.
Like when you go to buy the tickets, it says like reserved seating, recliner. Like it tells you if they have them or not.
That's where I'll agree with you that if it wasn't a recliner, then whatever.
Yeah.
Because a recliner, you got to sit in your reserved seat.
Were you a row ahead? Like where you were, was it?
I was one row ahead of my actual seat.
Okay.
Because I just was like. The
so they just didn't want to sit behind you.
They just want to sit in their seats.
No,
yeah, but they wanted to sit in front of you. They didn't want to sit behind you.
Yeah,
no,
like
but they could have sat in front of me.
Yeah, like, but if it was... I'm very specific on the row that I pick. Because that's where I want to be.
Your
like,
eye
I don't really,
vision.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't really care. Like, if it was like, hey, buddy, I'm in H12 and...
You're in 13.
And you're supposed to be in H11... Like,
no, I know.
You know, if he was one seat to the right, then I'd be like, fine, I'll move one seat to the left. Like, that's fine.
I was proud, though, because...
Different rows.
Yeah.
The last
now
time...
it gets a little tricky. Rows.
The last time I was in the theater, I did the thing where I also didn't sit. Because I think it's weird if you go in and sit next to people when there's so many empty seats, even if it's your seat. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
That is just
But last time, I, like, spilled... That was when I spilled all my popcorn over the floor because someone was telling me that their seat. Whatever. It was a great movie.
I'm glad you enjoyed the film.
It just kind of sounds like you're anti-assigned seating in the movie theater.
I'm not. I'm anti-uncomfortability.
You're just...
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever that
All
means.
All right. Not sure what that means. Moving on from
Moving
that.
On. I had tuna salad today.
How you feel?
Good.
Good.
Trying not to think about it. Anyways.
It's been a while.
It has been. I weaned myself off of tuna salad, went to chicken salad, then I'm back on tuna salad. I said, let me treat myself to some tuna salad.
Back on the
I'm
grind.
Stuck in 2007. I can't stop watching Survivor.
Yeah. You have been talking about that. I have to say, I have never watched even one episode of Survivor in my life.
Fran.
Like, I don't think I've ever.
Neither have I.
Not even like five.
What?
Like, not even like 5 minutes of an episode.
Are you guys
I don't think
kidding?
I've ever turned on.
It's top top two reality
you just
show
started.
Ever. No, no. I watched when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I watched with my parents. They would watch every week. And then I said when I stopped watching TV with my parents every week is when I stopped watching Survivor. Yeah. And then in the last year, I watched seasons here and there. But this one, I've been on a real kick lately. I watched one season in 2 days this past weekend. And now I'm halfway through another season already. Friend, you would eat Survivor up.
CBS is a channel I just never turn on.
I don't watch TV.
As a reality TV connoisseur,
like
the fact you
up.
Haven't seen 5 minutes of Survivor.
I know.
Is
never.
No, you,
but that's, I, it's,
you'll crush a season in
CBS.
A day.
I don't know what it is. Like Big Brother, Amazing
okay, well,
Race, Survivor. I have not watched any parts.
Can you
of
watch
shows.
One season of Survivor?
Yeah, if you tell me what season
I will
to watch.
Tell you what season to watch.
Love Island UK just started, so I'm locked.
I'm
in.
Telling you, survive. You'll fin. I finish a season within a day and a half.
Yeah.
Once you're locked in, you can't yeah. look away.
I don't know if I got the time to dedicate, because I know you're right. No, I know you're right that I'll watch it very fast, but I'm saying I watch so much other TV that I'm just, then it's like I'm watching way too much TV.
Friend,
when I get into
you'll
a new
already throw
show.
On new shows all the time. Survivor is worth it. Mm. Survivor is really, really good. Like, knock out one of your Chicago PD shows.
They're all over. Season's over.
Okay, so perfect. You just made
over.
Room for
we're
another
in,
show.
We're in summertime now. This is when I... Summertime is... No, but the summertime is when I can actually, like, not watch as much TV.
All right, forget it. I'm not going to sit here and fucking get on my hands and knees and beg
what
you to watch
Survivor.
What season
should I watch? Well, there's 30 million seasons.
I just watched a really good one, which was the David vs. Goliath season, which is season 37, is on Netflix.
Okay.
It's one of the two seasons on Netflix.
Season 37?
Yeah, you don't got to really know anything about anything if you just watch that season.
Yeah. Well, that I assume it's like...
Netflix. Sometimes I mess up how to say it. Anyways.
You said it fine.
Okay.
Netflix.
Anyways.
The, I mean, yes, I understand that. Survivor is a show unless...
There's no returning characters in
this
season.
Right. Unless you're watching one of the ones where they, like, all-stars and shit like that. I understand.
Yeah, which
you
happens
have to know,
often, but this is not one of those seasons. This is a one-off.
Okay. Because sometimes I feel like with The Challenge, when I started to really watch The Challenge... I was missing a lot of things from not watching the earlier seasons.
The season that Ned Schneebly's on.
Yes, you did tell me
so,
that.
So, something
I
to
do
pull
like,
you in.
I do like him.
Yep, something to
as
pull
a
you
person.
In. Season 37 on Netflix.
Okay. Noted.
All right, we'll see.
No,
like I
noted.
Said, I'm not going to get on my hands and knees and begs. All right.
Noted.
Let's get into the topics for today. We're going to be talking about the iOS update with messaging. Seems to have everybody in a tizzy.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking about
some different kind of topics today.
Different topics. We're also going to be talking about this Disney wedding and also the Disney proposal that's been going viral all over the internet. And also Harry and Meghan invited Will and Kate to their kid's first birthday, and Will and Kate did not show up.
I would like to talk about Harry and Meghan. Thank you.
Yes. So let's get into it, talking about the iOS update.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
A lot of people are talking about this new iOS update on the iPhone, the
16.
16.
Mm-hmm.
And the update is you will be able to unsend messages, edit messages, as well as a whole bunch of other things that I think is going to get very messy. I think being able to edit your text message is diabolical.
People are going to be screenshotting shit. So, like, you're gonna start screenshotting every message you get. If you're, like, dating somebody, or you're in that initial stage of flirting, or, like, all these things, like... Or if there's drama going on with your friends or something, like, you're going to screenshot every single message because the other person now has the ability to go back and change it. So, like, you could be like, hey, I'd be like, oh my God, Rhea, I have to show you this text that I got last night. Mm-hmm. You're never going to believe what this person said. And then I go to show you, and it's just an entirely different text.
It's terrifying. I think that they should send a notification if a text has been edited.
Yeah.
Unsending, I get. Like, you want to unsend a message, that's still messy.
Yeah.
But I get that one more. Editing a text message that you already sent is just going to cause so many fights. Like, imagine you get into a fight with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you're like, you said this. And the boyfriend goes, I didn't say that. And they just go back and change the message and make you look crazy. Like, people are going to lose their damn minds. Yeah. They're going to lose their minds.
So you'll get the ability to edit any messages you send in the Messages app, as well as undo any messages you sent by mistake. Apple is also introducing the ability to mark a message as unread so you can easily find it later. So that's like, I feel like that's kind of like you could do that on Instagram. But that is, that's very interesting. It is opening up a can of worms. Also, I know, like, why do I say iOS? That's just wrong. But iOS. Like, why am I saying that?
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Why was that naturally
Fios?
The first thing?
Verizon Fios.
Fios. Maybe that's why I said it. iOS.
Yes.
iOS. I mean, it's not. It's iOS. Yeah. I know that. But like what I said before, I was like, oh, we should talk about the iOS update. Just how it naturally came out.
You're thinking of Fios.
I am thinking of Fios. Great Wi-Fi.
Yes. Verizon Fios. You have Verizon Fios?
I have Verizon Fios. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. It's very interesting in the city because you're zoned for, it depends on where you are.
A lot of people have spectrum in the city. Uh-huh.
It just like depends on where you are. We're in a Fios area.
We're talking tech. I think that this is just going to get very messy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not too excited about it. Like there hasn't been many times where I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't send that message. I mean, yes, every once in a while, you'd be like, I wish I didn't send that text.
Yeah.
But the chances that people are on their phones 24/7, the chances of somebody reading that text before you unsend it is very high.
Yeah.
I'm reading a text I get within like a minute of somebody sending it. Unless I'm napping or recording.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Sometimes we do miss stuff, but like I think I can understand maybe potentially being able to unsend something. But like editing is funny to me because I just feel like if you send a typo or something, you just correct yourself and send the message.
Right. You write the word with stars on it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, sorry. I meant fuck, not duck. Like, yeah, you know, exactly. Like that's nuts.
You know what they need? They need an edit button on Twitter. That's what they need an edit button for.
Yeah. I guess maybe they took that, people always complaining about that, and just put it towards...
Texting is messages. You just write another message. You say, I meant to say this.
Yeah, you say, oh,
being
sorry.
Able to fully edit a message
is
only going to cause more problems for people. Mm. People, oh my God. Technology is really making relationships harder for people. I'm telling you.
Yep. Yeah, the scenarios are running wild in my mind right now of like, this is just a disaster for drunk texting.
Absolutely
could
a disaster.
Could be good. I mean, there's... plus and minuses for that, right? Like, but you wake up at. Well, yeah. I mean, the person could probably see it.
Like
you never
I
know.
Said, they
but
probably you, already yeah. saw it.
But if you say you send a text message at 3 a.m., you're like, you declare your love for somebody that you should not be declaring your love for, and you just so happen to like wake up at like 9 and. You get lucky. The other person's definitely still asleep. You unsend it and you just never. But then.
How do you know if they were still asleep? How do you know they didn't wake up in the middle of the night and read it?
Then there's a lingering feeling of when you unsend a message like that hours later and you have to think, was there a chance that they saw it? And you have to live with the question of maybe they saw it. And now it's unspoken between you. And if you're the one to say, hey, by the way, did you happen to get a text from me last night? And the person's like, yeah, but for some reason it's gone now. And then you gotta that's explain already, you unsent like, something.
That exists kind of like with Instagram, you know? Like I've seen that where like someone has sent, because like if you're on Instagram, Mm-hmm. You'll see it at the top, definitely. Whatever, like message.
That happens all
if you
the time.
Wait, and then you wait a little bit and then it's gone.
Right, but that's on like Instagram is different because, yeah, and also on Instagram, you're not on your Instagram app 24/7. Like texts just come into your phone and you see them right away, whereas like you have to be on Instagram to see whether or not
well,
that happened.
We also
unless
have our
you
have
notifications
off.
I don't. I have notifications off too.
True.
But
yeah, I think a lot of people have their Instagram notifications on.
That is a good point.
We have ours off,
right?
but that is definitely a point of it. But yeah, I guess if you're like a guy and you're flirting and you're just like sliding into DMs, you've already had that ability, and now this just takes it to messaging.
Messy.
Apple is bringing in a lot of interesting features here. I also like that apparently for the new computer stuff, the Mac OS, Mac OS,
the Mac OS,
you'll be able to use your phone as your like webcam instead of just using the little one that's on the thing that's not as good. Like, I feel like for vlogging or, like, things like that, like, you could put it, you can attach it on top of your desktop and use, like, the good phone camera.
So, like, what we do for the group chat.
Well, no, that's
pretty much.
We've
been
doing the group chat that way when we go on Zoom and then we put our phones in front
of
the
laptop. Yeah,
it
says you'll soon no longer have to rely on your Mac's webcam. Apple announced that Mac OS gives you the ability to use your iPhone as a webcam by attaching it using a specialized clip coming later this year. I'm sure that clip's going to be like $900.
Why can't they just make the camera on the laptop good?
I mean, I just don't think you could. You can't like put cameras like this on the front screen of a laptop.
I feel like they could figure that out.
I mean, I guess you could. It just
eventually they figure out everything.
It's on a little phone. They can't put it on a big laptop.
Yeah, I guess everyone's just very used to having like even for your iPhone. Front camera is tiny. Yeah. It's not like they give you the back for the for the front. If that makes any sense. So yeah, that's doesn't really seem like there was that many big things, I will say.
I think the
something
the
about
message,
passwords.
The messaging is probably the biggest.
The messaging
part.
Has gotta be. And then, you know, of course they're obviously upgrading everything to make sure that you're paying a shit ton more money for things. MacBook Airs are all getting a new chip. The M2 chip. Sometimes you hear them talk about things and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, like we have that? Cool.
The M2 chip will deliver an 18% performance upgrade when compared to the M1. Okay.
Sick.
Not sure what that means. And the Apple, the home app is going to look differently. You know, like people who have their lights and shit hooked up to their phone. That's a whole area that I don't know too much
about.
That's
a concern, man.
Don't know too much about that. And fitness stuff, and that's about it.
Now, what if you don't have the update, but somebody else does with the messaging?
That's a good question. You would probably, if I had to guess, if you update, you have the abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't,
then
you're
powerless.
You're powerless.
And the other person has all the power to message you and unmessage
everyone's
you and edit and unedit.
Yep, exactly.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I think it's a little tricky.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of it. Why can't we just keep texting?
I don't like, what do you think of people who have read receipts on, just in general?
Doesn't bother me.
No, I mean, I feel like you'd probably, do you like, because then you know when they read your message.
I like it.
Yeah, I like when other people have
it. I like when
them.
Other people have it, but I'm not going to have
I'm like,
it.
In my mind, like, why would I ever do that?
Right. But I like other people having it.
Yeah, it is. But I'm always shocked. I'm like, why? Like,
yeah. I don't know. You're also going to be able to, like, totally, you can customize your lock screen. That's fun. I like when they change things up just, like, design-wise.
Aesthetically?
Yeah. You can do some funny things on your own phone. But, yeah, that's... That's what's coming. I don't. When is this? When I'm not sure when this is coming out. That's an interesting part of this, huh? Of what this? I guess normally it's September, right? When like all the new phones and stuff come out,
yeah,
new computers and everything
in
the fall. So hold on, we got probably a few more months until people are going to start unsending their text messages to you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple things going on at Disney this past weekend and week.
Viral moments.
Viral moments. Number one, I want to talk about the proposal, which has gone viral everywhere. If you haven't seen it, then just look up Disney proposal and it will pop up because you have to see it. This happened in Paris, Disneyland in Paris. And a couple was...
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. For some reason, I thought it was Disneyland, California.
It was Paris.
Wow.
It was Paris. Wow. I'm pretty sure.
Paris.
Paris.
Okay.
And a man was proposing to his girlfriend.
Yep.
And a Disney employee swooped in.
Lightning speed.
Grabbed the ring out of their hands. He literally got down on one knee, took out the ring, and the Disney employee swooped in, grabbed the ring, and told them to do it in a different spot. The proposal was it was halfway done. It was already finished.
The guy was like, she already said yes.
And this guy... This fucking asshole employee just ruined their moment. I don't care what anyone says. He was doing his job. No. The job could have been done afterwards or not at all because the proposal was happening. If he had said to the employee, hey, I want to propose right here. And the employee said, no, we can't do that. Let me show you a different spot. Okay, different story. The man was down on one knee with the ring out. She was going to say yes. They were going to move on 5 minutes later. They're probably going to get up right off the stage. One of the most dickhead moves you can ever do. I don't care if that, quote unquote, his job. Was he going to get fired for letting a proposal happen? No.
And also, they claimed that this was originally posted on Reddit by someone who said that they were friends with the guy who proposed. It was posted on the I'm a Total Piece of Shit forum on Reddit. And... the person claimed that they had asked another employee, the guy had asked another Disney employee first if he could propose there, and that person had said yes. And then this guy came flying in, taking the ring out of the man's hand.
So disrespectful.
Is so disrespectful. And then you can see the guy say she said yes, and the guy goes, yes, that's great. Over here will be even better. What a dickhead.
That guy must be miserable. He doesn't get laid. He has no future relationship with anybody if that's how he acts.
It's also the way he said it, where he's like, it'd be so much better right here. It's like...
I get it. You want to... Clearly, that's a stage for something. You can't just have, people up on the stage, whatever. But, in this situation... just let the man finish the proposal and then say, okay, all right, hurry up, hurry it along if you need to, but wait for the proposal to end.
Also, an engagement ring is very expensive and he just grabbed it out of his hands. What if the ring flew out of the box? What if something happened to the ring?
That woman now has to live with the fact that that guy touched her engagement ring before she did.
Crazy. It honestly one of the more astonishing videos I've seen, because a lot of times I scroll past viral videos. I'm gonna be honest, I actually don't watch a lot of them. There's so many viral videos every single day, I just scroll past. There's too many for me to see.
Did you see
this one? I really stopped. And I are you gonna bring up the Yankee one?
Yeah, there.
That was another weekend.
I will say I was really taken aback. Rarely do we talk about viral videos on this show.
Right now we are,
but that was another one where I was taken aback, where sometimes you see the guys in the office resharing the viral videos is a massive part of this place. And a lot of times I'm what have we not seen before?
Exactly.
It's something you scroll past. You're like, at this place we've seen it all. But when people were like, this was really just astonishing, I was like, I'm gonna have to give this one a watch. And it was as astonishing as
that's
I
what
thought.
Happened to me, and that's what I was just saying about not watching viral videos, and then when you have to watch one.
Do you know the one we're talking about now?
Would cheat on your
So Feidelberg had tweeted that he kept avoiding the video because he was like, I was avoiding the video because I was afraid it would make me cringe, but I saw it so many times that I had to finally watch.
Yeah.
And that his tweet made me watch it because I was like, you know what? I've been doing the same thing. I have to fucking watch this. The guy asked a couple.
Yeah.
if you could give each other a hall pass and that meant the Yankees would win the World Series, mm-hmm. would you do it? Who would it be with? And they both said yes. And the girlfriend...
Well, she said yes first, and then he kind of said yes reluctantly, yeah. I feel like.
The girlfriend said...
They were like, who would it be?
Who would it be? And she said, my ex-boyfriend.
And then he goes, you.
And then the boyfriend picked her. And then she was laughing, and she goes, we're going to fight about this later. And the guy said, why did you say that? He said, he was a great lover. In what world is that couple going to be okay?
Let me tell you
how
something.
Do they stay together?
There's no turning back. There's no turning back.
If that guy doesn't end things with that girl, then he's an idiot. And
if I was in that situation reverse, like if I was in the position where my boyfriend picked his ex-girlfriend as his hall pass, I think I would have dropped dead on the spot. Like, I'd be like, I can't.
How does that come up as your answer? But then I read Hubs's blog and somebody messaged him or tweeted somewhere that they're not actually a couple.
Yeah.
And
yeah, are these, sometimes I wonder if these are real or not.
So nobody's really sure because somebody said, you know, they're not actually a couple.
They were like approached.
They were approached and they just pretended to be a couple.
He seemed pretty, he was a good actor then.
But did they ever actually explicitly say they were dating?
No, that wasn't right. But maybe the guy said, hey, are you guys a couple?
Yeah, and they said, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they were joking around. I don't know. Regardless, I don't even care about those messages. Right. I want to act like I never saw those or regardless, tweets, ruthless, whatever it was.
Ruthless.
Horrendous.
Answers.
Horrendous. Evil.
That's so funny. Okay, so the this is the other Disney post that went. Like, Disney Adults has been trending on Twitter like the last 3 days. It's opened up a can of worms discussing, like, I saw a thread of this woman basically comparing Disney adults to, like, a religion. Like, that we, like, it's unfair of us to make fun of these people. It's like making fun of somebody's religion. Don't want to go down that path, but I will just read the classic, am I the asshole? You know, the good old-fashioned Reddit, am I the asshole question. And this woman writes, me and my fiance, she is 28, he's 30, just got married 2 months ago, and we had our dream wedding. Everything was perfect, and I mean everything. My parents and his parents helped us pay for a great chunk of the wedding so we would be debt-free, and we are so eternally grateful for that. The issue arose about a month and a half ago when my aunt started posting on Facebook about how disappointed she was with the whole ordeal and a few guests sided with her. Background, my fiance and I are huge Disney fans and we travel to Disney World as much as we can throughout the year. Disney is such an important part of not only to us, but also our marriage. The issue was with our decision to not offer catering services / bar services at our wedding due to routing the money towards having a wedding Minnie and Mickey make appearances at our special day. The cost to have both Minnie and Mickey for a good chunk of time, 30 minutes, was almost exactly what our parents allotted for our catering budget, so we scheduled an appearance during our first dance and our wedding photos, forgoing served food, and then in parentheses, though there were plenty of facilities at the venue where people could eat. My parents were still very supportive of us, but everyone else is being passive aggressive about it on Facebook. Am I the asshole? And then edit, there are two edits. To those asking if the guests were warned, we clearly outlined in the invitations that there was food available at the venue. We didn't exactly spell out every restaurant's menu, but it was certainly mentioned. There were also vending machines available throughout. Then the second edit. For everyone saying that it's too much for 30 minutes, I want to clarify that it was two 30-minute sessions on different days. $2,750 was the cost for one session.
Freaks. Fucking freaks.
I
will judge them. I don't care. I will judge them. You have to be kidding me. Yes, you are the asshole.
I don't have, like...
Not only are you an asshole, you are a weirdo. You're a freak. And not in a good way. Like, that's...
I really don't have a lot of, like, the Disney adults get a lot of judgment, which, you know, every, like you just said, you,
I think you can enjoy Disney as an adult.
Totally.
I have no problem with that.
Yes.
But for you to not serve food at your wedding so that you can have Mickey and Minnie show up,
yeah,
that is weird.
Yeah.
And you have a problem and you need to seek help over it.
I, look, this
that, one, that, like,
I think it's like,
that's not normal.
It's opened up this argument of like, who's, who the wedding, like who weddings are really for? Like, is it for the bride and the groom and everyone has to accommodate them? Or is it like when you invite guests, you have to accommodate your guests? I'm on the side, like, if I'm inviting people to my wedding at, I'm assuming, Disney World, like, if I'm inviting and people are paying for hotels, travel to get to Disney World, I don't know what their guest list was like, how many people were invited, but I'm assuming,
let's say,
not I'm assuming not everyone lives next to Disney World, that they have to like pay for accommodations and everything. The least you can do if you're having a wedding is making sure there's food. I don't even want to get into the open bar conversation because that's different. Like, the least you can do is serve them food. The line in this, the audacity of saying there were vending machines available throughout. I'm sorry. Were you expecting these people to go grab a bag of chips
at your wedding?
At
you
your
want
wedding?
Them to walk away, walk around with a Lay's bag of chips in your hand at your wedding?
I'm eating a Twix.
All your pictures, there's fucking Doritos in one hand, Sun Chips in the other, Mickey and Minnie behind you. It's one of the more outrageous things I've ever read.
It's also
I'll
nice to like have a time when everybody
sit
can
sit down, eat a meal,
eat together,
have
or like
music
even
playing.
Whether not even a buffet, a sit down dinner, whatever it is, even if it's just a buffet to like
it's
have
a
time
wedding
instead of
you
being like
huddle around the vending machine and shout out.
It seemed like she was like there. It seemed like she was saying there were around the venue people could just drink, you know, go around and stop in different places to have their dinner and then come back to the wedding.
The only acceptable thing for this scenario would be if you told me, Fran, that you could either have the Jonas Brothers at your wedding or people have dinner, and you said you were picking the Jonas Brothers, I'd say, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
No, no.
It's the
there
Jonas-
are some things that you would substitute food for.
The Jonas, like Fran's yeah. wedding, if the Jonas Brothers were coming to perform a couple songs, not even a couple, they were
yeah.
more than a couple. And she was like, I got to give up. We'll still have a cocktail hour, but yeah. I'm like, we're not having a full course meal. I'd be like, yeah. Fran, do
and
it.
And I would still do past hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, yeah, you would you
what
would
if
do
the
it.
Jonas Brothers came, not even to perform, they just came, and they were the only ones who were served food.
They could only Jonas Brothers can eat dinner.
Yeah. But like, yeah.
But this is seriously,
I guess, like,
people
think
are,
about
people
it.
Are
this
sick.
Minnie and,
no, people are sick.
Minnie and Mickey... To these people,
they're not real. They're not real. Mickey and Minnie are not real.
You two could dress up as them, and it would.
They
be the
could have had anybody on the street dress up as Mickey and Minnie. They didn't have yeah. to pay Mickey and Minnie to go. They could have had people wear costumes in the
people,
family.
Go to
they
Party
could have
City.
Had people.
They
could have had people rent Minnie and Mickey.
They
costumes.
They could have had people rent Mickey and Minnie costumes, have them show up. Mickey and Minnie are not real people. They're
it's not like
real people.
It's not like we got the real Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, that's a sickness. That's a true sickness. And these people need help.
Also, what kills me is the fact that they, like... $5,500
for
Minnie and Mickey.
For fake people.
Disney.
That anybody could be.
Disney's really racking up the bucks, man. Not that we didn't know that, but the fact that that's what they charge for 30 minutes for Minnie and Mickey to show up at your wedding. 30-minute sessions, $5,500.
If I showed up to that wedding, I would like tackle Mickey or Minnie just so their mask comes off and they're revealed to be like the most random person.
No,
on
you
the
know,
street.
It's like that scene in Elf where he's yeah. like fighting.
It's really shocking.
What do you even do when like in when you're Mickey and Minnie? Like
they showed up. They showed up for their first dance. And their wedding
photos. Oh, imagine, it's like Mickey Mouse is like, ooh. Yeah, Minnie's like, ooh. And Mickey and Minnie are dancing next to you. It's an actual sickness. These people are sick in the head. You have to be. You have to be sick in the head to do this instead of serving your guests dinner.
I'm also cracking up reading some of these replies to people who have reshared this, the Reddit post. And the vending machines kills me. This person wrote, the thought of a terrified maid of honor giving her speech she's practiced for weeks only to be drowned out by a chorus of fun-size single-serving Dorito bags crumpling. Just like spit everywhere.
You know what I'm going to...
sending me.
You know what I'm going to really love? When somebody DMs us saying, you know, I had Mickey and Minnie at my wedding and it was really great.
Really offended.
And this is the thing. I really... Like, if you... If that is what is most important to you and you and your fiance really care about that, elope at Disney. Go with like a couple people that you know really love Disney.
Make it like Vegas.
Exactly. Like when,
speaking of,
if you are inviting other people to come to your wedding to celebrate you, and yes, of course you want to make it as much about you as possible. But if you're picking something like Disney World, you gotta give them a meal, at least.
Gotta give them a meal. Did you hear about the Elvis impersonator weddings no longer happening in Vegas?
No.
Yeah, they stopped it.
Why?
Yeah, sort of cease and desist from I don't know the Elvis camp.
The family?
Austin Butler's the only
and
one who gets
the estate
like this.
Of Elvis Presley.
Priscilla said she had nothing to do with it, but there will be no more Elvis officiating weddings.
I feel like that's been going on for 50
years. It's been going on forever. Why stop now? Wedding's out the window.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner had it.
Yeah.
Everybody does. My parents had it.
This person just
they
said,
renewed their vows that way.
You're telling me I could invest in a couple of Mickey and Minnie costumes and charge people $5,500 an hour in appearance fees? I think I've found my new job.
I can't believe this. Really stunning. Really, really stunning turn of events here.
Oh, man. Apparently, the person also said the actors joined her husband and herself. As well as the photographer for a private lunch.
I want to hear no more about this wedding.
Oh, God. It's just like, I don't know. I just really do feel like you have to, just in the idea of weddings, when it comes to like guests are expected to bring a gift. They're expected to travel there. They're expected to have a hotel room. All of these things. And you're going to say, like, why? Pop over the vending machines. Or you can hop over to grab a nice turkey leg. Come right back.
Disgusting.
Like, that's wild. Absolutely wild. This time of year, the weather, you know, it's so hot during the day. It gets a little cooler at night. You need the perfect transitional hoodie. The Roback Ladies hoodies are so soft. They're stretchy, and they're perfect for any activity in any season. They are designed to transition seamlessly from one activity to the next. So even if you're a little sporty girly, whether it's golf, tennis, traveling, or just to keep you from becoming chilly, that's more my speed. I always, even in the summer, people make fun of me all the time because I always like have a jacket or a sweatshirt because I get cold at night. I always do. I always have like that. But you want something light. Not crazy, not over the top. So that's why the Roback Ladies hoodies are so great. They come in great colors. The material really is so soft. It's one of the softest sweatshirts I have ever had and from anywhere, I would say. So they're made with this moisture-wicking performance fabric, and they're also tagless, so they never itch, which is really, really great. They wash really well. I love all my Roback gear, and all the men's gear is so great. I know we've, you know, talking about Father's Day a lot, but Roback is such a great Father's Day gift as well. Every year I get some stuff for my dad. He loves them, the quarter zips, the polos. They always play. They're great, and they also last so long. So you can use the code CHICKS on Roback.com for 20% off your first order of performance hoodies, polos, quarter zips, and tees. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code CHICKS. The Jubilee festivities have come to an end. Everything went smoothly. I feel like, you know, the Queen kind of was in and out of some things, deciding where she wanted to be and whatnot. But there were some moments that, you know, you're wondering what's going to go down with Harry and Meghan, Will and Kate. They haven't really seen each other. What's their relationship like these days? And they celebrated Lily's birthday, Lily Bett's birthday, first birthday at Frogmore Cottage. And apparently Will and Kate and their kids were invited, but they did not attend, which makes me very sad. And they've released this very adorable photo of Lily Bett on her first birthday. She looks exactly like Harry. Like, those royal genes are quite strong. It's pretty wild. So it just seemed like a little bit of a tense weekend. Notably not in attendance, Prince William and Kate Middleton's eldest children were busy making a surprise appearance on an official visit to Wales, was what they did, I guess, after the Jubilee, so they couldn't make it to the birthday. But it feels like they just probably didn't want to go to the birthday.
First birthday parties are, I was going to say not that important, but that sounds mean because it is a first birthday. So yeah, you would think it is important.
It's important to the parents.
It's important to the parents.
And apparently it was not, it was a low key affair. But like, they didn't go all out for the first birthday.
I do feel like it's something you can miss. I feel like a lot of people miss first birthday parties.
Yeah, but you don't miss like your siblings, kids.
True. I would never miss, like, if my sister had a kid, I would never miss her kid's first birthday party.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you put it like that. But they have a strained family.
I know. It was a lovely to do and had everything you expect from a child's birthday party, a source told The Sun. No formal entertainment. The idea was for it to be very relaxed and casual, with people free to pop in and out as they wished. Harry's first cousin and her three kids were there. Another cousin and their kids were there.
So I guess Will and Kate could have popped in.
Yeah. They didn't, I don't know.
Could have popped in and popped out, gave a gift, left.
Yeah. I think the Queen got to meet her for the first time, the baby.
Queen and them on good terms?
I don't know. I've got to think at the Queen's age, she's just, like, can't be holding grudges.
Right.
You know?
Especially against her grandson. What is she going to do?
Yeah, and they don't see him very much.
It is crazy that they really did leave the royal family, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, when you think about that, it is nuts.
They got booed multiple times over the weekend.
I heard that.
It's like LeBron going back to Cleveland.
I heard they got booed. Pretty wild. So
as expected, though.
Yes.
Like, these people are dedicated to the royal family. I'm surprised you weren't booing them when this all happened.
Are you team
what? Queen?
Yeah. Which team are you
no,
on?
No, I can't pick sides here. I understand. No, I don't.
Fine. I guess play every side, then.
But if you support the royal family as much as you do.
I wouldn't necessarily say I support the royal family. I find them entertaining and fascinating, and I like following them and seeing what they're doing.
But support, you put the hat on.
They've been involved in some
multiple
shady
times.
Stuff,
you've put that hat on. You know, the hat.
The royal family hat?
Yeah, the royal family. Like when people get married and stuff.
Oh, whoa.
And you're there with the hats on.
Yeah, but that's
support.
That's coming from an entertainment factor. That's the celebrity. That's the grandeur. That's you know, I'm not like out here defending the Queen and like Prince Andrew. Like, that's.
She wants the good from the royal family, but not the bad.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't ignore the bad, though. They did some fucked up things. They could have protected Meghan Markle a lot more than they did.
Yeah, even so going back to Princess Diana.
I was very pro them. Not pro, but like I understood them leaving. It's crazy to leave, but I understand them leaving. You got to take care of yourself. But I admit, you know what makes me sad? Makes me sad for the kids. Because I feel like Harry and Will grew up. They were so close. Mm-hmm. And now they seemed estranged, and their children don't know each other like at all.
Yeah. That's sad to not
know your cousins.
It is sad, but it does happen in many families.
Yeah, that is true.
And maybe they'll grow up and become close without the need of their parents to be involved.
Yeah.
They could connect on their own.
That'd be a good movie. He goes to America.
Connecting on your own.
Yeah. A royal connection.
apparently they didn't intend to slight them. It was just simply a coincidence that the birthday party and the event that they were attending in Wales fell on the same day. There have always been rumors of... There's been rumors that, you know, Prince Harry and William have not been getting along, but everybody... Like all like the social media accounts were tweeting happy birthday. I love the memes and stuff from Prince Louis this weekend were also very entertaining. I did like that as well. Like it's just these little kids are very funny. Prince Louis has made a lot of Rain Disick vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Shushing his mom, putting his hand over her mouth.
These kids are probably fed up.
Yeah, they're like, this is the end. He's going like this to his mom. To his mom.
Also, Gary Gennetti's stuff is always funny. My mom loves him, so she always sends me his stuff.
Oh, the video I reposted on my story.
She sent me that too.
Oh, like it's just like for all the moments Will and Kate have had for it to come down to Prince Louis just being like, shut up, mom. And you can just tell, like, from Kate's face, she just there's nothing she can do. She just has to, like sit there and take it because cameras are on her. Like, her jaw's tense. Like, she's like, this fucking kid.
Right, when she gets home, it's not going to be good.
Can't scream about this kid at all. It's just very, obviously, very funny. But, yeah, I just thought that it's, you know, sad that they all can't be together. And I don't buy for one second that they just had conflicting... Just a coincidence that these things landed on the same day. They know what day Lily's birthday is.
I love a good excuse, though.
Yeah, but it's
not
like...
You don't want to go to an event, or you don't want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You got something else.
Yeah, I guess. But it's like they skipped a fun private event with no cameras or anything, like no public, a quiet affair. To have a public affair, you know, like it wasn't like, oh, we're going to skip the public obligation so that we can like have quiet family time. It's like, we're going to skip quiet family time so we can go do the public.
Well, they're in the royal family. They're still in it.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't care about the quiet.
They do have to
affair.
Fulfill their royal duties because they still have them.
Yep.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you're checking out all the vlogs on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to Chicks in the Office everywhere you listen to podcasts, and we will talk to you on Friday.